Among the 100 species in the campaign is the sharp-snouted day frog. The brown Australian native with pale flecks on its back and an olive-yellow belly was last seen in 1997. Researchers think it's the victim of a pathogenic fungus which has spread across the continent, wiping out entire amphibian populations in an area, and in some cases, whole species. Robin Moore heads the Search for the Lost Frogs campaign, which is sponsored by Conservation International and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. He says among the most curious on the list is the once abundant golden toad, which lived in a protected area of Costa Rica and disappeared in a little over a year.
In 1989, one individual male turned up a pool waiting for mates to breed. And that was the last individual ever seen.
Teams are also looking for the gastric brooding frog, last spotted in 1985. Moore says what's unique about this Australian amphibian is its way of breeding.
The females actually swallow the eggs, and they develop in her stomach into small frogs, which then hatch out through her mouth.
Other amphibians with colorful names like the scarlet frog from Venezuela, the hula painted frog from Israel, and the Rio Pescado stubfoot toad from Ecuador have been given their own search teams. But the outlook is not bright. One-third of the world's more than 6,000 amphibian species are threatened with extinction due to disease, habitat loss, pollution, and climate change. Despite the odds, Moore says, some teams have confirmed rediscoveries, including the small brown Ivory Coast Mount Nimba reed frog, last seen in 1967.
And basically, they found it. They found several individuals. They sent us photos. It's a huge discovery, you know, from a scientific and from a conservation perspective for the team and for us.
But Ivory Coast scientist Angoran Kome, who found the frog in a swampy field, worries that if people continue to destroy its habitat, the frog will truly vanish. He says its rediscovery promotes a sense of pride over unique African resources.
To show to everyone that we have an heritage here and we must protect it.
The Mount Nimba reed frog was one of three species rediscovered in recent weeks, along with the pink-footed cave splayfoot salamander in Mexico and the fluorescent-spotted reed frog in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Robin Moore says they provide important clues about why some species have survived and others have not. More importantly, he adds, their survival also draws attention to the benefits that a healthy ecosystem provides, not only for frogs, but for people.
For many things, such as fresh water, regulating rainfall, and if you lose your forest, you're really changing a lot of weather patterns. It's really our support system, and we need to take care of it, not just for its good, but for our good as well.
Amphibians also help control insects that spread disease and damage crops. The chemicals in their skins have been important in helping to create new drugs. Although the global campaign ends this month, it spawned country-specific projects that will continue the search while also promoting conservation. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.